free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Human expression and celebration is under attack now, and it has been for, well, forever, it seems. In America, it's particularly insidious these days because any remnant of the spirit of rebellion and the human soul has been completely desecrated, stolen, and hijacked for the sake of profits. So many of the walking comatose, lost and devoid of spirit, have simply accepted this travesty and have adapted to the soul-crushing pseudo-reality that has emerged, and they don't even question it. They just accept whatever contorted and perverted shit is presented, no matter how much it insults the intellect and the spirit, no matter how much it undermines the human creative expression. The talented ones are sought and reeled into the twisted web of entertainment. Entrainment would be a more apropos word. Young women are paraded as whores for your daughters to idolize. And they sell their souls willingly to the machine for a few glittering prizes. The industry uses their singing and dancing talents to spew the tripe of its writers, the agents of banality. They're trained like chimpanzees to promote mediocrity, and they are rewarded with trophies and trinkets and a bit of fleeting popularity. The industry rakes in billions from their exploitation while your children look up to the trite little pop icons. They are used and discarded as industry insiders grow ever wealthier on the contorted shit they sell to your children. I always get sick to my stomach when I see young girls dancing to songs like Wet Ass Pussy, and even more sick when their brain-dead parents do it along with them instead of teaching their daughters that music like that is pure garbage. The industry is one of many avenues used to sexualize children, and the fact that so many accept and allow their children to embrace this shit is a clear sign of how far we have fallen. Young girls are brought into the decadent music, TV, and film industry and marketed as wholesome and pure in this completely plastic and unrealistic sideshow of fakery. Once the young girls begin to mature, they are sexualized and sold again, extinguishing their once wholesome image and in many cases destroying them in the process, and the plastic industry cares not of the damage they cause. Miley Virus leaps to mind.
Slut!
The children are theirs to be used and rejected once they have outlived their purpose and usefulness. The Hollyweird filth pit, the spawning ground of the agents of manufactured illusions, is full of deviants and perverts. So is the music industry. Many of the children that are drawn into the web are abused by pedophile representatives. Fame and fortune comes with a price. Depraved sickness abounds in the industry, and it is encouraged and celebrated. Music is a very powerful medium. It involves frequency and vibration. It can have dramatic effects, positive or negative. In modern pop music, it's all about sex. In modern rap music, it's all about materialism and glorifying the thug life. The industry is dark and decadent, and it contorts human expression into a twisted mess of filth and depravity. Even loud, discordant music has its place, such as punk rock or heavy metal music. Once upon a time, punk and metal used to be about rebellion and sticking it to the system, but nowadays, much of it has been co-opted. Just take a look at all the sellout rock stars that jumped aboard the Convid bandwagon and encouraged their fans to get the kill shots. And many of these conforming jackasses refused to allow the unjabbed to attend their concerts. I wouldn't give one penny of my money or one second of my attention to any of these cowardice fools. At least Eric Clapton went public to discuss the damage he suffered from the jab, but where was he given a platform in the mainstream? Exactly. Well, unless, of course, it was to demonize him for daring to tell the truth. Dave Mustaine of the heavy metal band Megadeth told a crowded arena of his fans that the mask mandates was tyranny. Good on you, Dave. To all the ones that jumped aboard the bandwagon and used their popularity to toe the party line, shame on you. Go fuck yourself.
Suck Satan's cock.
The disease spreads throughout the entertainment industry. Subliminal messages are embedded into modern music to indoctrinate your children into the satanic cult. Many of the modern music videos are loaded with occult symbolism and ritualistic performances. In this age of unveiling, however, the light is shining a glaring and pitiless spotlight onto the darkness like never before, as the sick and diseased maggots in Hollywood and in the music industry in general are being exposed on a massive scale. It's all out in the open now. The industry has taken an entire subculture and has twisted it into a contorted pile of filth. The talented wordsmiths from the streets are ignored by the industry, but they have stolen the art and offered to your children gangster rap.
Suck Satan's cock!
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga.
The bought and paid for wannabes spout unintelligible shit, glorifying murder, drugs, bling, and the mistreatment of women.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga.
Droves of mindless youth have fallen for the veneration of ghetto life and aspire to be like the heroes that have been mass marketed and shoved down their throats. They have covered all the bases. Your children belong to them. It's long past the time for a new renaissance in music, art, and creative human expression. Don't let them crush the light in your children. Don't let them snuff your flame of imagination and creativity. It's your own fault if you do.
Well, here's the deal, folks. You do a commercial, you're off the artistic roll call forever. End of story, okay? You're another corporate fucking shill. You're another whore at the capitalist gangbang. And if you do a commercial, there's a price on your head. Everything you say is suspect, and every word that comes out of your mouth is now like a turd falling into my drink.